AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On social media, President Trump is blaming Rob Reiner's outspoken opposition to him for the actor-director's killing. The director and his wife died in an apparent homicide. Their son has been arrested. The president wrote, Reiner was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession with President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness. Tributes are coming in for Reiner. This is film critic James King.
We almost took him for granted, actually. I think because he wasn't a director of Martin Scorsese, ilk, Steven Spielberg, the big names, the kind of director whose work he studied, books are written about them. He wasn't that kind of director. He probably just made it look a bit too easy.
Former President Barack Obama says Reiner had a deep belief in the goodness of people. U.S. officials say Russia indicated it is open to Ukraine joining the European Union as part of a potential peace deal.
The officials say talks in Berlin between President Trump's envoys have led to consensus on about 90% of the Trump administration peace proposal, with narrowing differences on security guarantees and Russian demands that Ukraine concede land. Could there be a deal soon with Vladimir Putin? Britain's new foreign intelligence chief doesn't think so.
He is dragging out negotiations.
But in Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Putin is open to peace, but will not try to predict a timeline for a deal. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Police in Providence, Rhode Island are renewing their search for the gunman who killed two Brown University students. Australian leaders are promising to immediately overhaul already tough gun control laws after a mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney. At least 15 people were killed. This is AP News. The two Iowa National Guard members killed in a weekend attack that the military blamed on the Islamic State group in Syria have been identified.
The U.S. Army named them as 25-year-old Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar and 29-year-old Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds ordered all flags in Iowa to fly at half-staff in their honor. A civilian working as a U.S. interpreter was also killed in the attack, and three other Iowa National Guard members were wounded. A Syrian official says the assailant has joined Syria's internal security forces as a base security guard 2 months ago and recently was reassigned amid suspicions that he might be affiliated with the Islamic State. The gunman was killed. High up in Juwani, Washington.
The Justice Department and California are going to court over the state's new congressional map that favors Democrats. A three-judge panel will consider whether to allow the state to use the new boundaries for elections. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.